This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Many people, after committing a sin, realize at a certain time that they need to seek the forgiveness of Allah, especially when it's major sin, adultery, perhaps intoxicants, perhaps whatever else it may be in terms of major sin. They realize at a certain point we need to turn back to Allah. So they do. Wow, that's great. Allah says He gets so happy when someone turns back to Him after having committed a sin, because they realize they have a Lord who can either punish them or forgive them, and here they are seeking forgiveness. Allah says to His angels at a certain point, I want you to bear witness that I have forgiven the slave of mine who is seeking forgiveness from me. So when you ask Allah once, sincerely, the first time, Oh Allah, I did bad, I committed this sin, I regret it, I won't do it again, I want your forgiveness, forgive me. Allah says to you, I forgive you, my worshipper. Subhanallah, I am the most forgiving, most merciful, most kind, most generous. Subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. So Allah's forgiven you completely. Now what happens, shaitan is upset. So please understand the plan of shaitan now. First time you asked Allah's forgiveness, He forgave you. It's recommended to repeat the seeking of forgiveness, but not because you're doubting the mercy of Allah, just to be able to elevate your status and, you know, the reassurance between you and Allah to say, I'm still on the straight and narrow that I promised I would be upon. But shaitan is upset, and shaitan then comes to us and approaches us with thoughts. What are these thoughts? I can't be forgiven. What I did was very bad. My salah won't be accepted. I'm very dirty. I'm actually a bad person. I really can't do this. I can't pray because I'm so dirty. I'm filthy. What I did was really bad. It was unacceptable and Allah can't forgive it. I know I'm not forgiven. Look, there's a lot of bad things happening in my life and I know Allah's not forgiven me. All that is from shaitan. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Say, O Muhammad ﷺ, tell them, O my worshippers who have transgressed against themselves, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. What are you doing? You're losing hope in the mercy of Allah. Do you know why? Shaitan has come to you and he's trying to convince you that the qualities of Allah are not really true. Astaghfirullah. That's worse than the sins you committed, is to doubt the qualities of Allah. So understand that there is something worse than the sins you've committed, and that is doubting your Lord, doubting His mercy, doubting His greatness and His kindness, and the fact that He is the most forgiving, most merciful, the most generous, the most compassionate, the most kind, the most loving. Subhanallah, don't doubt those qualities, because to doubt Allah is worse than the sins you were committing all along. Did you see that? Subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. It's a plot of shaitan. It's a plan of shaitan. When a person has committed shirk, Allah will forgive them. But when they start doubting Allah, they are committing a sin. I don't even want to say it's disbelieving in Allah, because, you know, perhaps it's just the waswasa of shaitan. Don't allow shaitan to do that. So don't doubt the mercy of Allah. You are forgiven when you seek the forgiveness of Allah sincerely. Subhanallah. No need to doubt that. Now you must smile, look forward, look ahead. Forget about what you've done. And if ever it comes back to your mind, smile to yourself. Say to Allah, Oh Allah, I know you've forgiven me for that sin. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Ask Him once again. Subhanallah. And you know what? It just as a reassurance, like I said. But nothing to doubt the mercy of Allah. So I thought I'd let you know, because many people send me an email, a message saying, you know what, I committed a sin. I led a life of adultery and fornication. I led a life of alcohol, intoxicants and drugs and so on for many years. And now I really, I know that Allah will not forgive me. Astaghfirullah, you don't know. In fact, what you know is wrong. It's not knowledge. It's just doubt. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ You know, what they're following is just whims and fancies, doubts. Subhanallah. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا You know, the doubts, these doubts and these suspicions do not really avail anything when it comes to the truth. The truth is different. What is the truth? Allah has forgiven you. Now start afresh. And I always achieve comfort by the story of Adam alayhi salam. Allah prohibited one thing for him, and that's the exact thing he did. Imagine. Allah told him, don't eat from this tree. And that is the exact thing he did. He ate from that particular tree. And I always smile at myself and say, if Allah could forgive him, I'm sure Allah will forgive us. Man, subhanAllah, Allah has forgiven us. So you must feel the beauty. That's a sign of getting closeness to Allah. And understand shaitan's plan. Because you were too long voting for the devil, now when you're voting for Allah, the devil is upset. And he starts his campaign trail once again to win your vote again. Astaghfirullah. I know there have been elections in certain countries, but to be honest with you, I've just given you that example so that you understand. Don't fall back for the devil. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Don't. Make sure that you understand. When Allah's forgiven you, that's it. He's forgiven you. Shaitan is going to come to you. He's going to try and make you fall back into the sin. Don't. And if you do, you still come back to Allah again and again. But don't doubt the mercy of Allah. And when you seek forgiveness, seek genuine forgiveness. May Allah forgive all of us and strengthen us. Strengthen us. May Allah strengthen us so that we don't need to commit haram. May Allah grant us satisfaction through halal so that we don't commit haram. And may Allah grant us independence in a way that we need not depend on anyone besides Him. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.